Literature Out Loud, Gunga Din, by Rudyard Kipling. You may talk of gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here, and you're sent to penny fights in Aldershot. But when it comes to slaughter, you will do your work on water, and you'll lick the bloomin' boots of him that's got it. Now in India's sunny clime, where I used to spend me time, a servant of Her Majesty the Queen, of all them black-faced crew, the finest man I knew was our regimental beastie, Gunga Din. He was, "Din, din, din, you limpin' lump of brick dust, Gunga Din. High, slippery, hither-ay-o, water, get it, panny-lay-o, you squidgy-nose old idol, Gunga Din." The uniform he wore was nothing much before, and rather less than half of that behind, for a piece of twisty rag and a goat-skin water bag was all the field equipment he could find. When the sweatin' troop train lay in a sidin' through the day, where the eat would make your bloomin' eyebrows crawl, we shouted, "Harry, bye," till our throats were bricky dry, and we whopped him because he couldn't serve us all. It was, "Din, din, din, you heathen, where the mischief have you been? You put some joldy in it, or I'll marrow you this minute if you don't fill up my helmet, Gunga Din." He would dot and carry one till the longest day was done, and he didn't seem to know the use of fear. If we charged or broke a cut, you could bet your bloomin' nut he'd be waiting 50 paces, right flank rear. With his mussick on his back, he would skip with our attack and watch us till the bugles made retire. And for all his dirty-eyed, he was white, clear white inside, when he went to tend the wounded under fire. It was, "Din, din, din," with the bullets kicking dust spots on the green. When the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front files shout, "Hi, ammunition mules, and Gunga Din." I shan't forget the night when I dropped behind the fight, with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking mad with thirst, and the man that spied me first was our good old grinning, grunting Gunga Din. He lifted up me head, and he plugged me where I bled, and he gave me half a pint of water green. It was crawling and it stunk, but of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm gratefulest to one from Gunga Din. It was, "Din, din, din, here's a beggar with a bullet through his spleen. He's chawing up the ground and he's kicking all around. For God's sake, get the water, Gunga Din." He carried me away to where a dooley lay, and a bullet come and drilled the beggar clean. He put me safe inside, and just before he died, "I hope you like your drink," says Gunga Din. So I'll meet him later on at the place where he's gone, where it's always double drill and no canteen. He'll be squatting on the coals, giving drink to poor damned souls, and I'll get a swig in hell from Gunga Din. Yes, "Din, din, din, you Lazarusian leather Gunga Din, though I've belted you and flayed you, by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din."